Absolutely a brilliant performance. Some of them under the championships with a PB of 1 meter 86 centimeters, and she started the competition today at 178, and then went on up to 183, and went to 187. She failed her first attempt at 187, and she got over it the second time. And her jumping order, she was the first to jump. She came in at 190 and cleared it, and put her right onto the frame. There was only three athletes cleared 190, and she was the second best of them because she had the failure at 187. But she still got a silver medal at the World Championships. And as I say, over the years, we've only had four. Ireland has only had four silver medals at World Championships, junior championship level, and Summer's been the most recent one of them. So it's been fantastic. And personally speaking, it's been a proud day for me as a Finn Valley member, but also as being the team manager on a trip like this, that a Finn Valley girl would won a World Championship medal. It's fantastic.
It is fantastic, and as I was speaking to Patsy earlier, I suppose the emphasis on the fact that she produced her best on the day that was needed at the World Championships.
Absolutely, and that's the type of girl Summer is. She can always produce it. Commonwealth Youth Games, she got a gold medal. She went to the Commonwealth Games, she got a 186. You know, she always produces at the major championships, and now she's gone out to 190. That's the second best jump, high jump ever by an Irish girl, Deirdre Ryan from Dublin, is the Irish record holder at 192. And that 190 is also a 2 centimetre improvement on the national junior under 20 record. So she always produces, and she's a cool kid, as I say. She we're out here since last Saturday. The athletes were starting competition on Tuesday, and right through the week. Summer had no competition until Friday, until the qualifying rounds, and she kept to herself. She looked after herself. She did an odd training session with her coach, Niall Wilkinson, when he got here, and you know, she stayed calm and stayed relaxed and ended up with a silver medal. And that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. And that's not the only medal that Ireland have brought home from these championships. An area that maybe wouldn't expect medals. The relay, the ladies 4x100 metre relay, finishing second.
Yeah, that was a great performance. And indeed, mainly, I'm not a sprint coach per se, but the relay coach, the trio, was saying like, if they had got their changeovers spot on, as they say, they would have won it. They were only 8/100 of a second outside of gold medals, and the Germans beat them by 8/100 of a second. And had they got the last changeover stretched out and really flat out, they would have won it. But that's the way we are, and we're very lucky in Ireland at the moment to have a batch of we have six people out here, six girls out here, part of that team. We have two or three others at home that are injured, and you know, we have a batch of very good, talented sprinters in Ireland at the moment, especially on the female side of the competition. And it's brilliant. We have a girl from Carlo, Molly Scott, a girl from Limerick, Kieran Neville, a girl from Tala in Dublin, Rashida Araliki, and a girl from Louth, and Gina Akimosis. So we're all over. You know, it's a national team. And again, going back to 2 years ago, Janine Boyle was part of that team. Unfortunately, Janine from Finn Valley got an injury this year and didn't make the final cut, as we say, for the relay. But, you know, that's the quality we have in Ireland at this moment in time. Rashida Adeliki, who ran in the semi-finals on Saturday and won a gold medal at the European Youth Championships last week in Hungary. So, you know, they're young, they're talented, and they're keen, and one would say the appetite is there for more success all the time, and that's what keeps them going.
I understand that Adeleke perhaps would have competed on that third leg for Ireland, except she seemed to have a hamstring injury, and that's where Kieran Neville came in. Isn't that where the little problem was, maybe in the changeover?
That's where the changeover was, the simple fact is Kieran had never changed into patient's jump out goal, so that's where the little hiccup was. But listen, we're not complaining out here. Believe me, we have the gold, silver medals at the World Championships. Rashida had a a little tear in her hamstring. We got an MRI scan done on Friday night just to make sure that it was, not to make sure that it was a tear, but just to check out and what it actually was, and that's what showed up. So we had to change the team around on Saturday for the final. But listen, we still got there, and the girls are delighted to have, as I say, silver medals going home with them.
Well, Neil, you've been elected as, I suppose, manager of the high performance for Athletics Ireland. I'm sure you're delighted with these performances over the last couple of weeks. Okay, it's not senior level, but obviously it's at a high level at European and World Championships, and given the opportunity that they can go forward to be in the senior ranks, and I'm sure you're delighted with that.
Absolutely, Miles, because, I mean, you know, as chair of high performance, you're always looking at what the high performance committee can do to improve and help these athletes that are coming through. And there's a lot of initiatives there, and we have our high performance director, Paul McNamara, and our junior high performance director, Jackie Crane, working full-time with these athletes. And, it's brilliant. We had 4 medals last week in Hungary in the European Youth Championship. We've had 2 medals this week in the relay and the high jump at the World Juniors, and we look forward now to Berlin in the second week of August with the European Senior Championships, where there's a possibility of at least 2 medals there. We can only hope, and that's the way we are. We have very good relay squads going to Berlin. We have Thomas Bayer going to Berlin, and we have Mark Inglis has got a standard for Berlin. So those are the type of people that we look forward to, and these young athletes that are here with us this week are looking forward to them. Some of these girls are likely to be probably going as part of a 4x100 meter relay, along with a few other senior athletes. So, that's what it's all about. And I suppose, joking aside, as I say, we had 4 medals last week and 2 this week. As chair of high performance, you have to be absolutely delighted, but you'd wonder where we go from then. So, we just have to keep at it and just keep plowing on, as you say. And as long as we can keep continuing producing the athletes and continue getting the support from Sport Ireland, there is no doubt about it, athletics is quite strong at this moment in time and at international level.